The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, May 10th. The time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. First things first, we hope all the mothers, all the mother figures in your life had a very happy Mother's Day. It is the middle of May. Soon enough, the NFL schedule will be coming out. That's right. The National Football League will release the 2021 NFL schedule on Wednesday evening. We will, of course, have you covered right here on the SB Nation NFL Show and across the SB Nation universe as we all get ready for all of the games that are going to be a whole lot of fun this season. Now, let's discuss the Carolina Panthers have a new assistant general manager. Yes, cue the Dwight Schrute assistant to the general manager jokes. Former Carolina Panthers linebacker Dan Morgan is, in fact, the new assistant GM in Carolina. Very cool. Congratulations to him. Speaking of the NFL, they let teams know that they will be permitted to travel for training camp this season, subject to league approval. Now, a lot of teams obviously train in the cities where they play and operate normally all year round, but a lot of other teams do travel for training camp. The Dallas Cowboys, the team I cover, notably travels to Oxnard, California. It does seem like that is possible, again, pending league approval. Keeping on, NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reported on Friday that Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady was part of an NFLPA conference call on Friday and delivered, quote, an impassioned speech imploring his fellow players to stand united as the union continues to push for a boycott regarding offseason work. We'll see how that ultimately ends up. Notably, also on Friday, the Denver Broncos placed offensive tackle Juwan James on the non-football injury list. Yes, this is the player that obviously suffered an injury away from the team facility, which has sparked a lot of the debate in this particular space. Obviously, right now, Juwan James does not count against the Broncos roster as he is on the NFI list, but time will tell whether or not the Broncos withhold any of his $10 million base salary for this season. Getting back to the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end Rob Gronkowski donated $1.2 million to help renovate a Boston area playground. Obviously, Gronk, Brady, the whole gang spent a whole lot of time in Boston. Very nice move. Well done, Gronk. Let's talk about another player in the NFL, another awesome player, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf. You might have seen that DK had ambitions for the Olympics, which are getting, you know, off the ground and, you know, going to be running soon. Obviously, part of everything that got canceled last year. Well, DK Metcalf wanted to be part of the sprinting participation, sprinting ideas, whatever the case may be. DK was involved in the USATF Golden Games on Sunday, and in his particular heat, finished 9th with a 100-meter time of 10.36 seconds. The internet had some pretty silly things to say about this, but I tell you what, this was super impressive. I mean, just really speaks to the athleticism of DK Metcalf. Well done. Congratulations. He is going to keep roasting NFL secondaries, though, rest assured. Moving on, New York Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams underwent successful surgery on Thursday, according to NFL Network, to repair a broken bone in his foot. The average recovery time here is about 10 to 12 weeks, so training camp definitely a possibility for him, but we will obviously have to wait and see. The Jets are one of the teams that had things going on this past weekend. Lots of photos of Zach Wilson, the second overall pick. Lots of good spirits. Everybody's in a happy mood. You know, things like this are an unfortunate part of the game, that injuries happen away or, you know, off the calendar, etc. Well, I'll be rooting for Quinnen Williams to get healthy just as soon as he can. You will recall that the Detroit Lions moved on from running back Kerryon Johnson recently. He hit waivers and he was claim. The Philadelphia Eagles have a new running back in town, and it is Kerryon Johnson. Does this mean the end of Jordan Howard for the Philadelphia Eagles? Who knows? Going to be a very interesting time, nonetheless, to see how Nick Sirianni manages things in his first season with the Philadelphia Eagles. As mentioned, the NFL will release the 2021 schedule just a couple of days from now, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll, of course, have a lot of reaction. The games we're looking forward to. Going to find out who the Buccaneers are going to raise their banner against. Lots of fun storylines to dissect, and I promise you that we will do that here. So make sure to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Search for the SB Nation NFL Show. Hit subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. I promise you, we'll read it on any one of our shows because we love you and we appreciate that oh so much. Speaking of those shows, a new episode of Monday Football Monday with myself and Pete Sweeney coming your way later on today. It's going to be a good time, I can promise you that. But between now and then, do me a favor, have the best day ever. Have the best breakfast ever, best lunch ever, best dinner ever, whatever you're eating, best snack, you deserve it. Get a coffee. I mean, do something. We'll talk to you soon enough. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.